One way to stop the noise is to start killing humans, and Enlil does this by sending a plague to devastate humanity. Humans prove to be irritatingly resistant to the disease, and their cries for relief cause even more noise for Enlil, so he gets even more angry. In this story, we see a human liaison, a man named Utanapishtim, also given in some texts as Atrahasis, who met with Enki. Enki keeps his connection with humans. After the plague didn't work for Enlil and reducing the noise, he sent a famine, and this was a horrific famine. Enlil decided that the plants will be scanty in their stomachs. He said, "Let the black fields whiten. Let the broad plain produce salts. Let the earth's womb rebel. Let no plants come forth, no grains ripen." And this famine went on for several years. In the seventh year, humans turned to cannibalism. So we see that the famine is so extensive that the social structure of humanity and its morals are undermined. Still, they will not die. And one of the reasons they won't die is that Enki keeps giving them suggestions for how to survive. Enlil is enraged. He discovers Enki has been working against him, plotting behind his back. And he calls an assembly of the gods and orders all of them to agree that they will not help humans, that they will stay out of the next wave of destruction that Enlil is going to send. He's tired of humans. Enlil resolves to destroy all humans in a universal flood. It looks bleak for humanity. And despite warnings from Enlil that no one interfere with humans, Enki warned Utanapishtim. We will meet Utanapishtim again in the Gilgamesh epic. He is the survivor of this flood. And the way that Enki is able to evade Enlil's orders, it's in a way somewhat childlike, he goes to Utanapishtim's home and doesn't speak to the man directly, but instead stands outside of Utanapishtim's house and suggests that Utanapishtim listen to the message that Enki is going to deliver to the reed wall of the house. Enki says to the wall, "Wall, listen to me. Reed wall, pay attention to all my words. Flee house, build boat, forsake possessions, and save life." Sort of a telegraphic message, but we can't imagine a wall to have the same level of understanding as humans. Utanapishtim builds a large boat. He collected a number of different animals from the area around. We know that Utanapishtim survives depending on the flood narrative. There are many that you look at. It's unclear how many humans survive with him, if he takes his family on board, if there are others involved in building the boat who are saved. The stories vary, but we know that Utanapishtim himself survives. The flood begins, and almost immediately the other gods regret that they had agreed with Enlil to destroy humans. After all, who's going to do the work now? And these humans worshipped us, they made offerings to us, they built us temples, now we've destroyed them. We shouldn't have been so hasty. So when it is discovered that a human has survived, or a group of humans has survived, the other gods are happy, and they support Enki's decision and help stave off the wrath of Enlil against Enki. So we see from this story that the gods work together, that there are assemblies in which they discuss major ideas, that even though Enlil is the ruler of the gods, his authority could be challenged, and that the other gods could join together to undermine it, or at least negotiate with him.